Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week, the kids come home from school and stay home for days, and days turn into weeks. This time of year is for the kids, and what better time to get the kids making art? Art projects don't need to be just for the kids. You can make it a family affair. From decorating cookies to hanging snowflakes in the window, everyone, especially Grandma, appreciates a piece of art for the holidays. Coming from a house full of art and artists, I spoke with longtime school teacher, art teacher, and my mom, Shirley Morton, about art projects kids can do at home for the holiday break.
My name is Shirley Morton. Yeah, I love to paint, and I make jewelry and sew and generally make things. I taught preschool for 35 years and came up with projects every day. So I have quite a list of things that have some steps to them and that kids like doing.
And this is a time of the year where kids are home and it's cold out and they're looking for something to do. Can you share with us a few ideas that parents maybe can get together, the things that they might need to have some art projects for kids at home?
Well, assuming that you have some of the basics, like watercolors, and some crayons, and maybe some construction paper and some white paper, you can fold paper in half and then into threes and make snowflakes. Just cut out the edges, and kids can do it too. Show them how to cut little Vs and make snowflakes and glue them onto the paper. And then they really have a lot of fun painting them, which is kind of hilarious. And then adding some, a little bit of glue and some sparkles. And if you have the table covered with plastic, it's pretty easy cleanup afterwards.
You could probably get your kids involved in making Christmas cards.
Yeah, fold the paper for them, and kind of helps to make a little border around the front. They can either draw with crayons or fun to paint with white paint on blue paper, make snow people and snowflakes falling. They love to make snow. So you can do that, or you can cut out pieces of paper and make snowmen and people going sliding. Cut out some hills or something and have them draw people going down the slide, sliding, add some snow. I think the favorite thing for parents, and we've done this, you know, as parent gifts, is to make a self-portrait. What I did was take a really big piece of paper and, you know, almost life-size, just make, put a face on there, an oval shape, and then they finish it, you know. Then they add the hair and the eyes, and usually paint works best for doing that. And then have them paint the background, because that always looks cool. Fill up the whole paper. That's what I would tell my kids, just fill up the paper.
Any favorites with the kids?
Well, they like building things, so any odds and ends, popsicle stick things and toothpicks. And you can take peas, dried peas, and soak them, and then you can stick, since they've soaked for a while, you can use toothpicks and make stars and different shapes, so it's kind of like a building material. They come up with lots of things. Or a piece of foam that you can stick toothpicks with little flags and... So I guess packing material and meat trays, stuff like that. You can poke and bend and just a roll of tape, just a couple of things, just maybe some colored masking tape. Then they learn to tear it off and make a picture with tape.
Any suggestions for older kids and art projects?
Well, I always like them to use their imagination, like maybe... draw something they dreamed or a place they'd like to go or their something where they can use their imagination. I like watching kids paint because they aren't attached to anything. They might make a house and then cover it up. They just keep going until they're done. So I try to learn from them. I try to paint like that too. Just keep going till it seems like it's done.
Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.